Internal Technical Assessment, Researching Biomimetic Ethylene Sensing. This is the technical companion piece to the WU Strategic Brief, where the strategic brief asks what we do this week. This assessment answers why the underlying chemistry matters at the molecular level and how it fits into the ambient IoT integration stack. Begin with the biology. Ethylene is a plant hormone that triggers fruit ripening at concentrations measured in parts per billion. The biological receptor is called ETR1. In 1999, Rodriguez, Bleeker, and colleagues identified copper as the essential cofactor at its binding site. A single copper-1 ion, coordinated by the sulfur atoms of cysteine residues in a hydrophobic pocket, is what gives the plant its exquisite selectivity for ethylene, against a background of fruit-derived volatile organic compounds. For 30 years, synthetic ethylene sensors have failed to replicate this. Metal oxide sensors are sensitive but unselective. Electrochemical cells drift. Photoacoustic systems are bulky and expensive. None of them work reliably in the cold, humid environment of a reefer container. The Zhu and Wu group has now externalized the biology. They have synthesized a copper cysteine complex, which they call CU2CYT, that preserves the sulfur-bridged copper-1 geometry of the ETR1 receptor in a solid-state material. They have then bonded that material to M-zine, a two-dimensional titanium carbide, which provides the electrical readout pathway and a P-type semiconductor backbone. The physics of the binding is governed by the Dewar-Chatt-Duncanson model of pi complexation. The ethylene molecule donates electrons from its pi orbital into the empty 4s and 4p orbitals of the copper ion. Simultaneously, the copper donates electrons back from its filled 3d orbitals into the empty pi star antibonding orbitals of ethylene. This synergistic, reversible bond is the structural basis for the sensor's selectivity, because the backbonding requires a carbon-carbon double bond. Saturated hydrocarbons, ammonia, water vapor, none of them have it. They cannot complete the backbond. They are excluded. Transduction works as follows. When ethylene binds the copper site, electrons flow through the copper cysteine complex into the M-zine layer. M-zine's hole density falls. Resistance rises. The signal is electrical, reversible, and operates at room temperature. Density functional theory calculations from the Wu group suggest dual-site adsorption, with one ethylene molecule interacting with each of the two copper centers in the dimerized complex is the most stable binding configuration.
What this means for ambient IoT. The receptor chemistry is necessary but not sufficient. On its own, a copper cysteine complex is fragile. It is slow to recover under high humidity. It needs a porous host to template, immobilize, and enhance it. It needs a drift correction algorithm to manage baseline shift over multi-week deployments. It needs a predictive model to convert raw signal into actionable ripening trajectories. And it needs a deployment channel. This is exactly the architecture Ambient IoT has built. The EPUC Sentinel V2 is the device. The E-platform is the data layer. The E-Sentinel machine learning model is the prediction engine. The metal cysteine sensor array provisional, filed at the 11th of May, 2026, is the genus patent that covers CU, FE, CO, NI, ZN, and MN variants of the cysteine architecture. The EMOF receptor provisional, also filed today, covers the integration of the receptor inside porous host materials, metal organic frameworks, covalent organic frameworks, zeolitic imidazolate frameworks, and the rest. In other words, ambient IoT does not need to win the chemistry. We need to win the layer above it. We have already filed the patents to do exactly that. The path forward, then, is collaboration. Secure access to the Wu chemistry under a mutual non-disclosure agreement.
reproduce the published CU2 site performance under cold chain conditions, integrate the receptor inside our porous host, demonstrate field-ready performance through the AgroFresh channel, and maintain our Hillgroup MoffWorks work in parallel as a fallback in case the Wu chemistry does not survive cold chain operation. This document is internal. Distribution is restricted to Ambient IoT Pretium Limited. End of briefing.